Laudetur Jesus Christus. Welcome to Vatican Radio's English service for South Asia.
Hello and welcome to our special program on the Year of Faith, The Faithful Witness, a series on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world.
I pray you'll be all right and watch us where we go and help us to be wise in times when we don't know. Let this be our prayer when we lose our way. Lead us to a place, guide us with your grace, to a place where we'll be safe.
You're listening to The Faithful Witness, our weekly feature based on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world. These are people who lived their ordinary lives in extraordinary ways. They are examples of great fortitude and virtue. Their unique stories inspire us to be rooted in our faith. God calls each one of us today to inspire our brothers and sisters and to be witnesses of our faith. The faithful witness of this week is Cardinal Telesppo Toppo. He is the Cardinal Archbishop of Ranchi Archdiocese in the eastern Indian state of Jharkhand and is the first Oran tribal Indian cardinal. As a priest, bishop, and a cardinal living and working among the mostly tribal people, he faced many challenges in his life and mission. Cardinal, we are very happy to have you with us today. A very hearty welcome to you to Vatican Radio. Tell us, who inspired you to take this faithful journey, your vocation to priesthood?
I had seen missionaries working among my people in Ranchi. And once as a small boy, maybe I was only 6-7 years old, and I saw one missionary priest sick and dying. He had gone to Ranchi and he was coming back. And after getting down of the bus, he was being carried by 4 people to the parish where he was staying. And actually he died there and his tomb is there. But then on the way they stopped in my village. It was monsoon time, so they stopped there under a roof. Of course, white father. So all the children, a small village, all gathered there and I was also trying to see him. Everybody was trying to see, he was saying, trying to say something. But what struck me, if I try to trace back my vocation to the priesthood, I go till that moment. It is, of course, a bit of reflection, perhaps, but then I thought this man left his everything, country and parents and brothers and sisters. He came, he worked for my people, now he's dying. Who, after him, who will do? So I think of my vocation there. So that is the first step. Then another big incident in my life for my priesthood or my vocation was when I was in class 6. One fine evening, I returned from the school. I was always day scholar. Came back, it was the month of April, and we were sitting in the courtyard with my father and 2 other gentlemen were there. He asked me whether I could answer all the questions in the class. So I had not been able to answer. And I thought, if we are to answer all the questions, why should I go to school? That was my reasoning. So I frankly, honestly, I told my father I could not answer. My father, of course, he had his own idea. So he said, we are working so hard to send you to school, make you to study, and you don't answer questions. So he was not happy. But my reasoning was there, father, if I were to answer all the questions, why should I go to school? But if you are not happy, all right. From tomorrow, I am not going to go to school. You go to school. See whether you are able to answer all the questions. I won't go. Then my father was flat. he became very mild and he said, "My son, you know, I don't know how to read and write, though I am head of the village, because there were no schools, no missionaries. So I didn't go to school and I don't know how to read, I don't know how to write. But now we have missionaries, we have schools, and I want you to study as much as you want. And if I have to sell the property or landed property, whatever it is, for your sake, I will do that. But study as much as you want." And then he added at the end, "And if you want to become a priest someday, you may do so." That is the second incident. And unfortunately, just April, month of April, May, June, July, August. August, my father died. So that was the last word we can say, no? So I said, okay, my father had said, "You study as much as you want. And if you want to become a priest, you become a priest." My mother knew that. So my mother was a simple woman, but she wanted to send me to school. We were 10 children. Some have gone to heaven, but already had gone to heaven. But still, she wanted to see me educated. So I went to school. I was not lazy to go to school. So I was determined to study. So in sixth, already my father died. So I was without my father. I was going to school. But Father Dayagar was there, a Jesuit father. So he was very understanding. So they made some concession in my fees. In class 9, that was in class 6, 7, 8, 9, I was too small to come to work. Class 9, I was big enough. So during the summer holidays, I came to work. So if you go to bike to India and go to Chainpur, Ranchi, Gumla, you can go to see that well where I had been working. So whole month of June, I worked there, going to dig that well. And I was going always down to dig, because there it was not so hot. I was a small boy and others were big, so they were pulling from top. And I was going down in a cool place to fill the mud. Father was coming every day looking at me. So I was quite happy. But I was always going down to escape from the sun. So after the holidays, when the school reopened, I went to ask him the money, because I wanted to buy umbrella. First time in life, we could get that umbrella, those days, 50, 60 years ago. So we had otherwise that Dehati umbrella, bamboo.
Okay.
So 12 rupees I was asking him, something 6, 7 rupees for umbrella and the rest for copy books or something like that. Anyway, but father was so happy, he took me and he was writing in the cash book. At the same time I was talking, "Tell us, for I am very happy. You have done very good job in working very hard. You know, if you want, someday you can become a good priest." Just like that. That's the third instance. But anyway, that was in my mind. Seeing that older missionary dying and what my father said and now my headmaster is telling. So now I was practically confirmed that I should go. I was thinking priests come from heaven, like angels perhaps. But no, it is not there. I can, if you want, if I want, I can be also a good priest, as my headmaster has said. So that was in class 9, 10, 11. Those days it was still class 11. So when I was in matric class, my mother was looking for a girl for me. Mm-hmm. Because that is their duty. So my sisters told me, "You know, our mother is thinking of that girl for you." They told me. So I says, "All right, but I have no mind to settle down in married life." So my headmaster said that I can be a good priest. Why not? So I told my mother. And my mother was happy. But
she agreed.
She agreed, but she wept when she heard, and he agreed. So that is how I went. After matric, I went to minor seminary in Ranchi. After minor seminary, at the end of intermediate, we had to make a choice where to go. So from there, some were going to join the society and going to Sitagraha for novitiate. And those who decided to become a diocesan priest went to St. Albert's in Ranchi. Somehow, I didn't think of the Society of Jesus, though my uncle had gone ahead of me. But I wanted to become a diocesan priest. So that's how I went to the seminary after finishing intermediate for philosophy. After philosophy, I went again to St. Jeeves for my graduate BA. I finished my BA. And then before the results were out, we were sent to Rome.
Okay, so that time itself you came to Rome.
Yes, after philosophy, I came to Rome for my theology. And I went back after 4 years. I was ordained in Switzerland.
How come?
One family has adopted me through the Holy Cross nuns.
In Switzerland?
Yes.
Okay.
Ingenvohl Holy Cross. Mm. So through them, this family wanted a seminarian, Indian seminarian, and I was given by Father Matthias, who was my rector. And they wanted my ordination in their parish to promote vocation, because in Switzerland there are no vocations. I don't know whether I could promote any vocation. Mm-hmm. My presence did anything. But from that family, two girls, my adopted sisters, have become nuns.
In a sense, even before you were ordained a priest, you were sharing your faith in a traumatic way.
You can say so, but it is true. I am telling what has happened, that's all.
Thank you, Cardinal. That was Cardinal Telesphore Topo, Cardinal Archbishop of Ranchi Archdiocese, India, sharing his faith experiences.
I'm only human. I'm just a man. Help me believe in what I could be and all that I am. Show me the stairway I have to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time.
One day. You have been listening to The Faithful Witness, our weekly series based on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world. Our faithful witness today has been Cardinal Telesphore Topo from India. If you have a faith experience to share with us, let us know. Visit our website, radiovaticana.va.